you ever see an artificial egg people would put in?
Oh, yeah. Used to buy them all the time. Made out of a kind of old celluloid egg with about that big around, and you'd last and last.
What would they call?
And you just save eggs. It's, I forget the real name right now, but it's an artificial egg is all it is.
What about a good set of dishes they'd be made out of?
Huh?
A good set of dishes would be made out of?
Well, the high class dishes back in my time was the nicest dishes was china.
Uh-huh. What about an egg made out of that?
Egg?
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh.
You ever hear of a china?
China?
An egg made out of that.
Oh, yes, they make them out of anything,
uh-huh.
But not too often. There's some little china cups and things right there.
Uh-huh. But do you ever hear of an egg made out of china?
No, might have been, but it was for novelty
mm-hmm.
sake. Some people get a crazy notion and start something and all, but I don't recall that.
You don't recall seeing?
Not any eggs made out of china. Now, there might be.
Uh-huh. Something you carry food to the hogs in, you call that a?
That's what they call a slop bucket.
Uh-huh.
You sit up and put all the waste food and stuff in it and carry it to the hogs. And they had a trough out there and built like this.
Mm-hmm.
Built like this. And then in between there, you nailed some pieces because the pigs wouldn't get in there. If you didn't, a little old pig would get right in the trough and walk up and down it.
What about something you fry eggs in? You'd call that a?
Skillet.
Okay. And a big thing you'd have out in your yard for boiling, heating water to boil the clothes in.
Pot.
Hmm?
Big old pot.
Uh-huh. What about something you'd have?
Do you know if you ever heard the saying the that's the kettle calling the pot black? Huh? The pot calling the kettle black?
Uh-huh.
It's something you know about somebody don't believe, and you say, well, the expression says, that's kind of like the kettle calling the pot black, or the pot calling the kettle black.
Say if you had some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
Well, back yonder a long time, they used to have hot houses and used to have places to store them.
Mm-hmm.
But now, we don't. We just put that, I'll put that fern in there. I'll put that fern right there on that stand. See back of you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that stand was made out of?
What?
In the hall, when you come in out of the rain, you had your umbrella. You let it down and you put it in that thing for it to drain off.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that thing and made that stand there. A cousin of ours gave it to me.
Say if someone was setting the table next to each plate for people to eat with, they'd give everybody a...
Knives and forks, same pattern, same knife. You had the same kind of knife I did and the same kind of fork,
mm-hmm.
spoons.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly back in the time, we always did have a nice, pretty nice silverware.
Mm-hmm. Say if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, well, I have to...
Wash them.
Uh-huh. And after she washes the dishes, to get the suds off, she...
Oh, best way to wash a dish is put it in soap
mm-hmm.
with some cleaning powder and soak it, and
mm-hmm.
then wash it and put it in a drainer and let it drain out. And then you take the towel, and if they need to finish drying, if they haven't dried out, well, you dry them out and put them on in there while I showed you in there.
Well, but... When they're still soapy then, before you can put them to drain.
Well, you rinse them all.
Okay.
Now, what are those questions? Do you remember that and I tell you that?
Well,